We're recording. Exciting. Thanks everybody for coming. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Then we'll get started. So we're calling this meeting to order. I think I could remember after 3 months, but and we okay today, October 17th, right? At 7 p.m. in the Highland Historical Museum. The Highland Historical Society. Okay, so we need to do the minutes next.
I don't think I gave you one.
Okay, I have faith.
There is one.
Thank you.
I got another. An extra. Has everybody got one?
Yep.
All right, here we go. So we called to order by Claudia Sedwicks at 7:03 p.m. Those in attendance, Claudia Sedwicks, Charlie Greenland, Wayne Tanaka, Ray Bueller, Brenda Thurgood, and Winnie Jensen. I forgot to put on there. Absent was Eric Adamson. But I haven't put on there before, so I don't know. Call to order. Claudia Sedwicks called the meeting to order at 7:03 p.m. Review and approval of minutes. Brenda read minutes of the last meeting held on 18th of April, 2024. Ray motioned to approve minutes as read. Charlie seconded the motion. Voting was unanimous. Claudia introduced Winnie Jensen, and we have the discussion items. One, Highland Farmers Market, Highland Fling. Claudia reported that the Highland Historical Society has been asked to move some things to bigger room for Fling Saturday. Display from end of parade until 2 p.m. Claudia can set up on Saturday but needs help with display. She suggested two shifts, one from 10 to 12 p.m. and one from 12 to 2 p.m. with one person on each shift. Charlie will take the 10 to 12 shift, and Wayne and Ray will be there from 12 to 2. Claudia will do cleanup. Claudia will ask Carol Bueller to bring some items to display. The mayor would like Clinton Taylor, a Disney artist, to be at our display. The theme of the Highland Fling is hometown heroes. Wayne suggested we honor the settling families and veterans. Charlie explained the app Torrific. Highland is Trial City. For more in-depth info about 15 sites in Highland, there are clips about the sites. Number two, volunteers growing our society teams. Glenn Bueller will help. Tammy Wilcox and Michelle Smith were also mentioned. Claudia has compiled a list of those who are willing to help. AJ, I only write Highland Historical Society once. After that, it's HHS.
Yeah, that's good.
Stake Relief Society presidents are willing to incorporate projects into their service days. Number three, educational opportunities. Charlie mentioned school presentations, which Highland Historical Society could present at end of school year for 4th and 7th grades. Lone Peak High School video teacher offered to have students interview older residents of Highland. Also suggested Sterling Scholar service projects as a possibility. Museum fundraising. Quentin White has a massive amount of stuff to donate. And I put stuff because that's what we said, stuff.
Yes. I probably said
massive number of items.
Claudia and Charlie visited him to see his stuff. Could partner with Arts Council to get city to build building for joint use. We need to begin fundraising now. We need to find big donors first. Claudia asked board to think about who we could invite to some kind of event to kick off fundraising. Number four, digitizing records. Claudia said we need to catalog what is in the museum. She will create documents for each item. We need to build teams to catalog artifacts, search other records, handle fundraising, grants, and etc. Number six, video interviews with the youth. Claudia asked board to think about who would be good to interview and help find contact info. Also think about what questions to ask. Mention in board meeting who is going to be interviewed. Then anyone who has info on that person can add to the interview. The board suggested the first five to be interviewed are Charlie, Eric Adamson, Mark Thompson, Carol Bueller, and Quentin White. Dennis LeBaron was also mentioned. Adjournment, Mark made a motion to adjourn, seconded by Wayne. Voting was unanimous. Meeting adjourned at 8:20 p.m. That's a long meeting.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Do you have a comment? Comment on number five. There's a, what do you call it, the high school, council, Youth Council, that's the word. There's a youth council organization that has quite a few members.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they could help with something like that. Or any projects
I
like
agree.
That.
I agree. That is
they're,
on my...
They're very helpful, and there's a lot of them. I mean, like 25, 30 of them, I believe.
We're supposed to approve the minutes.
Before I make a motion that we approve the minutes as we're out.
Second.
I second it.
He second. Okay, so okay. I'm about, is everybody?
Who seconded it? Mark seconded it, or you seconded it?
Mark did first.
Mark did first, okay.
Okay, yeah, you first, and then he seconded.
Then we have to vote.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yes, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much for all of that.
Well, I was worried that I'd run out of space. I want it to be a one-page thing.
Yeah, I think you did great,
idea, huh?
And I don't ever want to have that long meeting again, okay?
Highland Historical Society is HHS.
I am not a fan of long
meetings. Anyway, yeah, that was the longest meeting we've ever had.
Yeah,
we usually are about
an
hour.
Let's be under an hour today because I have a lot to do. So,
okay, great.
We're going to just fly through these, and we're going to kind of revisit these just as simple. But first of all, and most importantly, is Charlie and I went to the bank to get me onto the bank account. And Zion's Bank, right? Mm-hmm. Zion's Bank?
Zion's Bank, yeah.
Right, okay. For the Highland Historical Society account. The problem is... Yeah. The problem is... I think we'll still hear it. We didn't have enough proof. We need a legal... proof that I am part president of the society or whatever. So she explained to us how we have to talk about who is going to have permission to be on the account, and we need to vote on it, and a certain wording needs to go into the minutes.
Correct.
And then they...
Yeah,
so for the administrative purposes, as a matter of fact, we probably wouldn't have even had this meeting if it wasn't for that, because I kind of were just replaying some of the stuff of last month, last quarter, but this had to happen. So here we are.
So who's authorized to spend the money?
Well, right now, Charlie is the only one on the account, and he felt that I don't care who it is on here, someone else should be on the account too.
Who's our treasurer?
Do we have a treasurer?
I don't know.
We don't have a treasurer. Donna might have been the treasurer, but... Was it Donna?
Donna was the treasurer before. But
I don't think... Apparently she wasn't on the account.
Eric took... He said he would take it temporarily. He would take that...
Do we need a treasurer, or do we just go put your name on the account?
I would love to hear your input.
I think you should have three.
Okay.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Because somebody might be out of town.
Well... What if you had three and you require two of them to sign checks?
Oh, yeah, that's the deal. I think that's
okay.
The deal.
Require two signatures.
That way you have one backup just in case.
Well, then the two can't. Supposedly what happens is one person can't drain the bank account. That's
right, right.
Okay.
And the other person's going to stop him.
All right.
We just set up
we
some trust.
We have such a huge account.
Yeah, right. And we get $100 a year from
which
the
which I'm
going
to work on, because that's what
So, is what you need is a motion to put three people on the bank account?
That would be perfect. You want
to... Yeah, I would like to make a motion to put three individuals on the bank account to be able to sign the accounts and sign checks. Two of which would be satisfactory.
Well, they require two. They
second.
So you say require two signatures
okay.
on the check.
Okay, so Wayne, second.
Do we need to name those people?
Yes,
those
we are. I think
okay. Two signatures.
Yeah, I think two signatures.
I know.
Yeah,
you have to fill out a specific form that the three sign.
Okay.
And it's in the bank for the record. I believe.
Okay, so who should those three people be? And we'll have to make a motion for that too, I believe.
Okay, so we already know that Charlie is on the account.
So we'll leave Charles.
Do you accept that, Charlie?
We need to have her. She's the president.
You agree.
Okay, you're going to be one of the three.
I'm a historian. I can still be on there if you want me to.
Yeah.
One,
or the
two.
Secretary could be on.
Who would like? Who do we think should be the third person? Do we want to appoint a treasurer?
I think a secretary
do we want
good.
Secretary? Are you comfortable with that?
Sure, I can drain that bank account.
Yeah. It won't take.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Secretary is a good position to have.
Okay. You suggest Charlie.
But why are we requiring two signatures?
Well, that's typical.
It is. So one person doesn't have.
If you do a monthly review, you don't need two signatures.
It seems like in a smaller.
How much money are we talking about here?
Okay.
We wouldn't need clarification.
So, okay, I know like three people can be on the account, but like Mark is saying, if Claudia, you write out the check, you only need to sign it, right? You don't need to have anybody else sign it.
No, somebody else has to sign. You have to have two signatures.
Who gave you that advice?
I'm with the Friends of the Library. Same thing. You need two.
They are getting pretty strict administratively.
The bank doesn't even look at anything.
As small as we are, I can't imagine why we would need two signatures.
No, that's just the rule. The bank wants two.
Remember when we went to the bank, there were a lot of thought rules that they had added that you were uncomfortable with, but they have added quite a few.
I'm with the Friends.
Remember when we had to jump through all these hoops is all I mean.
Did they say that we need two?
They didn't say about that, no.
Typically
but
the banks want two.
One good point for this argument of putting two signatures is if we are moving towards another museum or other things, there may be more coming into the account and it may be wise to be careful. I don't know
if any bank just wants one. That's just the rule. Two. And then you should have three just in case somebody's not available.
Well, how about we ask the bank, let's put three people on the account and assume that we need to have two signatures, and we will double check and make sure that everyone else is comfortable with the answer. Is that a fair answer?
Yep.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Just because if we're prepared and they do require two, then we're ready.
Yeah, we'll go to the bank.
Yeah, you have that form that you have to fill out.
Right, then we're legal and we don't have to come back and do this again.
So the three people on the bank account would be Charlie, and you, Claudia, and Brenda.
Right. Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct, Amanda.
We've coupled with making that motion.
I second the motion.
You already made the motion. Yeah. The motion of three names on the account.
Yep. Okay, but does it need to be a separate motion for the names themselves?
Separate motion.
Okay. I just want to make it...
Who's going to second that?
I'll second.
I just want to make it as clean as possible so they read in the minutes that we did what we were supposed to do.
You have to have that thing.
And it says that we should... And I'll let you just take this so that you can copy what you need
so
to put it
all
in.
Is all our banking done at Zions?
Yes.
Because that is one of my least favorite banks.
What?
Zions is one of my least favorite banks.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
We need to make sure we state while we're at this in this section, we need to state the purpose of our society. So what's the purpose of our society? Someone want to...
Well, that's in our...
Right, it's in our... Charter,
right? We talk about the.
I feel like I should be pulling up the website.
To collect and
preserve. To collect and preserve
items of historical significance for the city of Highland.
That sounds good.
All right, good.
Okay, collect and preserve. What was next?
Items and artifacts and histories.
I used to take shorthand, I've forgotten it all.
Significant to the history of Highland.
Tell the Mark's gonna get the story
better. Actually, I think they're getting better upstairs.
That's good.
I think they're getting better.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And
got the purpose.
We are to name those who are authorized principals on the account, which is what we have done, correct?
Correct.
And all of those who are authorized to sign and transact on the account, which we are saying are the same three, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. We have covered this, but I'm going to leave that with you so that you can...
We've complied with their...
I better not lose that.
So I'm giving that to you.
It's off of your hands, right? No, it's in my hands.
Have you been with the Zion Bank for a long time? From the beginning of time?
Ever since the beginning. That was where I banked, so I went.
We will agree at this meeting that if only one signature is required, that is what we will go with. But we are prepared to accept if they need us to have two.
Yeah.
Okay, let's add that amendment.
Okay, is that fair? Because I we already went to the bank once. How many times ago? The less we better bank. So I want to do what we're supposed to do. I want to make sure we do it right. Okay, I'm just going to fly through the rest of this. After you are comfortable with where we are, I'll wait for you. Sorry.
But I'm writing down what you said.
Yeah.
I need to get faster.
You are perfect. Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, we'll be fine.
Okay.
I got
Let's
it.
Just make sure my thing is still... Yep, it's recording. Good. Okay. Oh, did I move that too close?
Well, it's getting some feedback.
Yeah, I keep hearing it beeping.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I did.
Oh, wait.
Does it help if I'm like that? I don't know what the feedback is. Maybe the phone. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll try to remember the equipment next time. Okay, so discussion items, we talked about this bank account. Then just a review of the farmer's market. I think that went pretty well, except for I forgot the Clinton Taylor thing that I was supposed to do. But I mean, I do think that we have some ideas on how to involve more people next year. And I know that the DUP, Heather over the DUP Museum, wants to work with us more.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think that
more exposure
will help. She also wants to work with us in the farmers market next year. So I think what we kind of generally talked about, and any ideas I appreciate, we've talked about having the museum, instead of opening on Saturdays like they do this year, next year they're talking about opening during the farmers market. So she'll be there the Thursdays.
That's good. Farmers get some traffic.
Yeah. She's from the cabin.
From the cabin. Yes, from the DUP.
That's good.
And so we talked and suggested that maybe if she has the museum open and we provide some activities or maybe some displays from here, something simple, so that we work together but get the exposure for both of us.
Well, like that T-shirt.
Yeah. Those are some ideas. And, you know, maybe some children's activities and different things, that historical activities, so that, because that's a lot of work to set that up every week.
Yeah.
Last time I ended up having to drop out the last few weeks because it lasted a little while because I needed to help with my grandchildren, but hopefully that time will shift.
Maybe a unique item from history that you just one, maybe two, and explain what it is. I mean, you know, most people wouldn't know.
That is what we did this last year.
Great.
Yeah,
right.
So I agree with you. That's exactly my... We had a table of... And that was the fun part, because the kids would come up and I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, right.
And they'd make some guesses, and some of them would do really well. Some of them, you know, and some people would be like, oh, that was in my grandma's house. You know.
Okay. Great grandma's house.
You didn't have anybody come say, oh, that was in my house? Because
no,
I could probably say that.
But, yeah, there were a few people. Well, now that you say that, I do remember a couple that did say that. And so there's several things that, you know, we'll be working toward and a lot of ideas of people to work with. So it was a good thing. Again, we're growing volunteers and growing our society, but that is something I need to put more of my time to after this week. I've been focusing on the interviews. In the last few weeks, I've been out of town and things, so I need to finish up Quentin White's interviews. We've been recording his stories. I think we have one or two more sessions left with him, and we've started with Charlie, but he's next. And we've done about half the museum. We're gonna do another session about what's in here, so because he's the only one that knows, but. And where all these things came from. And and then we'll do his life story. And I've been on the phone with Darlene Stice. What's her last name?
Van Werkhoven.
Yeah, I can't spell that. And she is anxious to get started on her interview. She is also in her 90s, like Quentin. So I've been focusing on what I feel like is the most urgent. But I need to build a team that will, so we can have the Brooklyn over at the city is helping us with some of the social media stuff, but I would like to find a person that can advertise us better and be specifically for us. So different things like that, so we can start moving forward some of our goals. But I can't do it all, so.
Well, I would suggest that you ask Brooklyn, she's the PR gal, what else could be done within the city.
That's what she's
doing. You know, you can always put an article in the, we got 12 newsletters, so there's always an opportunity to put something in there.
Yeah, and I need to do better at keeping up with that. And yeah.
Well, no, you know.
It's a freebie. I would like a person over the newsletter.
It's a freebie, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's very important. And she has even offered, if we get to a point, because we're going to need to build a new website, when we get to that level, she has said, you know, assuming we find the funding, that she would do it for us because she's
who's this?
Brooklyn.
She's the PR lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said she would have to do it outside of her hours for Highland.
Right.
But she has offered to build that for us.
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
Okay.
May I suggest maybe Brent Eliason building the website for us also.
Okay. All right. Keep track of that. She might be cheaper than him.
Who did you say?
Brent Eliason.
Brent Eliason.
Okay, yeah, and she just said call me if you, she wasn't like, she's just saying I could do it. But I also, really quickly, I met with, I don't know how many of you know Gail Holdman, but like the Holdmans that do the stained glass for.
Well, that Holdman, yeah.
Anyway, Gail is a good friend of mine, and I called her, and I said, I realize it's a conflict of interest, but give me some ideas on how I start figuring out all these things we have to. And so she put me in touch with a woman named Cynthia Gamble, which, by the way, I spelled wrong on that. It's G-A-M-B-E-L. She is a professional nonprofit fundraiser. And she was not meeting with me on a professional a client. She just met with me, just walked me through a million ideas of this is what you need to do next and this is what you need to do next. And she's like, and you can come back to me and ask for advice anytime.
That's good.
Wow.
So it was a very, very nice, impressive, I felt like it was a big fancy building up by the point of the mountain, and I walked in thinking, and she was dressed like something off a model.
To the nines.
And I was feeling, oh, I walked into it. Not in my wheelhouse, but but she was lovely, and she just gave wonderful ideas and told me things need to work out. If we do go to a museum, that we should build a board separate from the society. And she gave me the, you know, these are the kinds of people that should be on the board, and this is how you find those people to do board.
And the board is a fundraising board?
It would be over the museum. So we would be the society committee, and we would
kind of like liaison. The library has a similar
right.
We have a foundation board.
That wouldn't be a subcommittee. It'd be a separate.
It would be a board. The board and the committee
it'd probably
would
be a 501(c), possibly.
Yes. And she was, because I was talking about the Heritage, the Highland Foundation taking it, and she said, no, for something like that, you would need to have a separate. And she gave me a lot of, you need to know this, you need to know this, you need to know this, you need to understand.
Well,
the library
has the same thing. They've got a board and a foundation board.
So I will learn more. I will write that out and talk to her more, and then I will present that to you. I'm just going to tell you that happened for right now, okay? And there were three options for, she gave me the pros and cons and what she thought of the three and why it would be good and bad, but of the lot property we own, or we have, but we have access to across the street, the possibility of building on the property across from the current city building where they've already done a feasibility, and she told me why that would be an advantage. And then the third one would be because the Strasbourg Church may be going on the, what's the word I want?
Chopping block.
That may be on the list to be, because the singles wards are building a new building.
Really?
But that right now is, do you know that's a mission home?
Yes, but they only take a few rooms, and so I talked to the people in the mission office, and he is the one that told me that you need to worry about this building because we may be moving, and because this may be on the chopping block next year.
I wrote to the church a few years ago and asked about it. She's not a chance now.
Well,
at that point, and so
that's what he also told me. He said somebody up high keeps getting it knocked off the list, so it could get knocked off the list again. But it's something, as the Historical Society and the only major historical building we have,
right,
other than homes,
right,
it is something we should consider.
Can you, I'm not familiar with this, can you tell me what this building is?
Okay, the Strasbourg.
Oh, the Strasbourg
Church. It used to be the original
schoolhouse.
Okay,
I know about that place.
Okay,
yeah.
So
okay, I got you.
There's some pros and cons of doing it there, and again, we will talk about this more down the road when I have more pieces of information. I'm just telling you those are the three best options that I can see at the moment, okay? And I will learn more and ask a lot more questions and find out what our, because some of it is going to be legal liability. If we build a building across the street from the city building and it becomes the city's thing, you know, and they own it and they have, and
rights.
It's combined with the Arts Council.
They have rights.
Well, they also take care of a lot of things we don't have to take care of.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So, but the church, protecting the church, I have some feelings about that. Some, you know. So, I will learn more and tell you later, okay?
Sure. That's easy to write down.
Video interviews. Well, I mentioned those. And we came up with a list of others I need to start contacting.
Oh, we already. Oh, that was number four.
Yeah. So I feel like we've covered everything. Anybody have something else?
We're not talking about video interviews.
Oh well, I mentioned earlier that I talked to Quentin. We're almost done with Quentin.
All right, that was up here, right?
Yeah, I skipped ahead. So sorry.
What did number three? What was number three? Did
we
volunteers?
I'm working on a list of volunteers. I'm working on that, and I will. And I'm talking, you know, to the high school teachers and things.
Okay, well, so
this here we talked about last time.
Right.
Luella Day wasn't on there.
She's not on the list. She should be on the list. We should add her to the list. Yes.
Yeah, she was on the original list.
And
I know.
Oh, that's
her first name.
Luella.
Luella.
That does remind me of one other thing that I should probably say. One idea I had to help start getting interest, because donors is a kind of separate group, and I'll work on dealing with that later, but. One thought I had is, what if we had some kind of simple, because I'm not good at grand, social, and invited some of the, like Ray, you know, like Mark, the ones that still live in Highland that are descendants of the early families, and have some, just talk about some of the ideas we have for Highland history.
That'd be great.
I just think it would be good to have them, because I think some of them,
we'll
like, I want to be like April Brown and like the, you know, like different, there's a long,
interest going, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that would be helpful to, because they care about Highland, you know, they have seen, they know, have family history here. So I've just been wondering if we should do a separate thing and try to build a group that would care and maybe share some ideas or ideas of people they know.
One thing I wanted to bring up is they put me in charge of the tractor parade every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be our 150th anniversary coming up.
Mm-hmm.
For Highland.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Mm-hmm. Except for Highland, it's 150.
Has Highland picked a theme yet? You know?
Well, I know, I was going to talk to the... But, okay.
What's her name?
So,
the PR
reason that I ask is because... If I'm going to do anything significant, I need to get going on it.
I agree.
And I've already kind of formed a committee, and I've appointed Mark, my brother Mark, the head of it, and Stephen, and Michael, myself, and I cannot remember the name of that kid that we was talking about the tractors with the museum. I'd like to get him involved. We'd like to have a nice parade with a little bit of a display afterwards for the Highland Flying, displaying Highland, what it was like in the early years.
Okay, I have one. I hate to even say this on the recorder, but one discrepancy. Charlie and I were talking, and technically it's 155 years, but we did not celebrate at 150. So do we just want to round and celebrate 150? What do we want to do
here? I bet 150 was close to COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Probably what happened. Yeah, right.
Well, it's because there was some confusion. Charlie found more accurate information. We thought 150. You see, but he found some new records.
Is it really 155?
Yes. 155 years or 150?
Well, it's actually, everybody thought it was 1875 when Pools moved in. But Pools moved in 1873, and they were the third home built in Highland. Pulley's was the first one in 1870.
See, our historian's too good.
Wow. So one more year.
He's discovered some new information, which has altered what I had understood a little bit ago. And that's the thing. So are we just going to go with what we thought was the case like 2 months ago?
we should go whatever the most accurate thing.
Since we've got the 1875 in our logo, why not just go with it? Next year's the 150th anniversary.
How are we feeling about that?
Even though it's really five more years than that.
But we're unique in the fact that we're a community that never became a city until
150 years after 1970.
I mean, and so what you had is a group of people that were here. I mean.
As a community.
So we can just say about 150 years. There you go.
And I think that's the only thing that brought them together was primarily they had to help each other every once in a while survive out here in this,
I think you're right.
And I guess when we look at this, I don't know that Highland is unique as a municipality until they actually did that in Don LeBaron's tutelage there, and so this history is different, and it's the reason that Durfee wrote his tale about him being abhorrent saints. They didn't do what Brigham Young said. They came and they lived on their own property, and they homesteaded that property. But then you look at the influence of American Fork. They're the biggest piece of property right now left, I think, is probably Doc Richards down there on 9600. How many acres have you got? You guys still got
30,
and I think he's still got 55 acres down there. They took part of that when they were building that subdivision north of it, but I mean, a big share of the people that were here on Highland never lived here. They simply came up, tied up the property, and
legal,
and it became that part of it. But there isn't, I mean, this one right here is the early history of American Fork. And so you've got also involved in that is American Fork went the route of, we're going to have a mayor, we're going to have this, we're going to be a city. And this is family to me because
you're a big part of it.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, George F. Shelley says it on the back, is I was given the opportunity to a better education than most people. That was, and he was also the involvement with the city itself as they went and tried to encourage that. But I mean, he's right off, he says, I was born in American Fork, Utah on the 1st of August of 1871 to Thomas and Charlotte Elsmore Shelley, goodly parents who taught me in my youth to believe in God and the plan of salvation. And then he says specifically that I was given and afforded a better education than most people got. And that's why he stayed with American Fork and helped write the histories and worked as one of them there. But that doesn't make us any different than them.
Was he a rancher primarily?
No. No, they were all just folks. My great grandfather is his older brother. That's where I tie it.
Gotcha.
And the reality of it is that we ought to focus on the fact that Highland was unique. People came up and started living on their property.
I agree.
Even though it was a tough go.
I agree. I've been thinking about that concept a lot as I've been going to different museums with my grandkids and things, looking at how they do historical things and interactive for families and how you portray that. So I'm going to be playing. Eventually, I hope we do play on that exact thought.
Have you been to the lobby of the American Fork? Well, I guess it's the American Fork Bank, you know, down there on...
Mm-mm. I should go to
that.
They
have a lot of historical stuff. I find that interesting. Anyway, you know, down there on, I don't know where that street is, the main street.
I went to the Gale Center up in South Jordan, West Jordan.
You're looking at me.
I was hoping that my memory will pop back in. But anyway, it's a children's history museum about the area, and they have some very fun interactive things.
Great.
I took my grandkids, and I went. My husband and I were in Chicago last week, and there was this big museum of science and industry, but it was really a children's museum about, and it had some very interesting historical stuff about Chicago. But anyway, I do really want to play on our history and how we do that and what happened in life back in the day. So, okay, I would like us to get done early, and do we have any other thoughts that we need to bring up? I feel like we hit everything last time, so we better have after that meeting.
I don't know, I don't have much space left. Okay.
I would like to involve the Highland City Youth Council somehow. So I'll talk to, there's a representative that oversees that at the city hall. So I'll figure out who that is.
Okay. Well, that after Saturday, and I'm returning to, I have a very big test Saturday. I will be focusing.
Back to reality.
Back to getting some of this volunteer stuff organized. And so, yes, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll find out. There's a representative that oversees that from the city, the coordinator person.
Okay.
I'll figure that out.
Okay.
I think Mark's got another comment he wants.
Well, I don't think I've got a lot of comments in this, but when you start looking at history, you sometimes focus on what either makes us different or what makes us just like everybody else. And when we talk about Highland, you get people coming to a town that just wanted to have a little bit more property than something was going to be in death. And Scoresby still said it right. He said, we moved, well, he taught at BYU, but they lived out here in Highland. And he said, we thought our kids were lazy and did nothing. And we're always saying, you kids have got to help and do that stuff. And he says, and then as they went out and went to school and got married and those kind of things, we recognized that those kids were helping quite a bit. We were tackling it all on our own. And
oh, that's interesting.
That's the reality of all of this. And I mean, as I follow the line through here, you look at the individuals, in other words, this is 1944 to 1945, and it lists the people that are in office in the position of the police chief or the fire chief, and my grandfather was the fire chief at the time of this particular addressing of what was going on. And I look at it, and my son now has followed that process. Been in firefighting most of his emergency services most of his life, and he's in the state fire marshal's office now. And it does make people. I mean, you get caught up in what you do yourself, whether you get paid for it or volunteer to do it or whatever else.
Community.
It is just what has happened, and I look at that now, and it does happen. He was fairly well trained at the point that we had 9/11. And he said, I've got to go. I said, you can't even get an airplane that'll get you out
of
this
town.
That's true. And he said, I've got to go. And I says, well, I'll call the people that I can find that'll have any influence with you getting that happen.
Yeah, I remember.
3 days later, he was standing on the pile.
I remember you mentioned that. That was awesome.
Okay, so you know you're on my list to interview, right?
But yes. But what I'm saying is everybody's interview is going to be some part of the same thing. In other
right.
words, they had something to do with Highland, or they just drove through Highland and said, this isn't for me.
Right, and I do. We are going to be creating videos that have different pieces of everybody's story because of what you're just saying. I'm just telling you that for when it comes time for me to interview you, I want one of your sessions to be about what makes Highland unique. Okay.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
So I want you to share that with more than just this group.
Well.
Okay? And I mean, I will be asking that of others too, because you're right, there'll be slightly different stories and perspectives that we can piece together. That's kind of cool. Right now I have three different, my husband and Lori Smith and Aaron Pritchett are all going to take turns doing the cameras while I interview. So we've got a group
cool.
going.
And you know, like our family was deeply impacted.
Your mom
by
was.
Fire Department, American Fork.
Okay. So, but you're going to be there when I interview your mom, so you're going to throw a few questions my way. Right? I'm counting on it. All right. Thank you. So, I need one of us.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Okay. You guys are amazing and wonderful, and you make my job super easy.
Do you have to pound the table and say meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
I mean, I don't know if you do or not, but it seems like you need to.
Meeting adjourned. There you go. All right, let's turn this.